us in a whole different way that could bring some certain terrible ramification and others. So how are we celebrating not just Christmas, but the birth of this little baby? And many times we have the meaning of Christmas has been diluted. I mean, I love Christmas now because I receive people that I've never heard from them. They would email, "Oh, Merry Christmas, Joel. Oh, I haven't heard from this guy for 15 years. Or, you know, there's Facebook people, you know, you never meet. So good things happen. And not only that, we have our tradition in our culture, we have our tradition in our own families. When I first introduced to my Norwegian families here, they had a tradition in Christmas. They have this porridge. And so my wife and the two brothers will sit and they will eat the porridge because they're looking for an almond. Is it almond? So sometimes, you know, we go through the whole pot of porridge because everybody's looking for that reward in your bowl. And so people come from different, find different creative ways to celebrate Christmas. And then not only that, we have our family tradition. You and I, personally, individually, we have what we want. There is a desire in our own individual heart for something, to be happy. And we always expecting something. Maybe when you get older and have a lot of children, that's enough. You know, for me, seeing my kids happy with their little toys is a joy for me. Now, something happened in Christmas. We go back to the passage that we just read. It says that there were a group of shepherds. They were there with doing their job. And then suddenly, an angel came. And light appeared. And there was this incredible being in front of them. You know? I wonder if that same kind of reverence that these guys had. They said they were so afraid. And he brought them, this is what he said, "Do not be afraid," the angel said. "I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, you know, so that was even radical enough to have this, you know, suddenly this being standing there, bright, a someone that is someone from another world. And adding to that, a whole choir came down and started singing. How would you feel in this kind of experience? So, you know, and they start singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests." You know, if I was there, or if you and I were there, you know, and you have this bright light, whoa, what's going on? You know, and then the angel, who are these people? What's happening? Really, what is really happening? You have angels. Now, if you go back thousands of years before the birth of Jesus, there is a proclamation through the prophet that God is at working preparing the coming of the Messiah, the only king, that is, his reign will be the end of all kings. The proclamation of Isaiah of what is about to come, the whole Old Testament in a climax preparing for the coming of the Messiah. So there were normal people whom God's Spirit rested upon and filled them for certain tasks. And one of them was Isaiah. All he did most of his time as a prophet was proclaiming the coming of this one. Now, fast forward to 1,000 years later, there is a little boy there. And guess what? No man, no human person is proclaiming his birth. But the angels, they were assigned for certain tasks. They descended into the earth in which God created with their assignment. One came to Joseph and said, you're going to take Mary, your son. One appeared to Mary and then appeared to Mary. You will bear a child. So this being sent, messengers sent by God to proclaim that the day of the Messiah is here. No human person actually understood what was going on. Yeah? They can say, I think today is December. I think the angel, 4 o'clock, they will appear. No. And that's amazing how special it is that on that day, God dispersed his angels, his messengers, this amazing being to specifically confirm to his people that the Messiah is here. Is there something they know that we don't know? Is there something more about Christmas that our human mind can't even comprehend the significance of this? You know, and I started thinking about it. And they came, they were shouting for joy. Good news. Yeah, okay, good news. And they came proclaiming, and the choir came. Something big is happening. There is a shift that is happening. That God, that all these angelic hosts will descend upon the earth for a birth of a little child. You know, there are few people that were paying attention to this day. I think one of them was a priest at the temple. Says that he was waiting for the Messiah to come, and God preserved his life. So the day when he saw Jesus, he took Jesus in his arm and said, now I can go to be with God, for I have behold the promised one. Yeah? There were certain people who were what? Paying very close attention to what's going on. And many times we can miss the deep, significant message of Christmas. The angels were excited. I would like to know what they're excited about. Not only that, oh, there's a little baby. Oh, yee-hoo! Do-do-do-do! No, there is something powerful that is about to happen. Something supernatural is about to break for the coming of this little boy. That the whole heavenly host has been waiting, anticipating. They saw mankind, they saw the weakness of men throughout history, and God being patient in holding on his key of mercy. And then suddenly the day came when he sent his only begotten son, and the whole host of angels witnessed what was going on. Jesus the Messiah, his name means your Savior, the one that will rescue you, the one that will save us from our sin. Let me end with this. You know, I was watching a documentary of a lady, American young lady. Her name is Jessica Buchanan. In 2011, she was kidnapped by a group of terrorists in Somalia. And they took her. She was a volunteer worker in helping people regarding educating the people in Somalia, the children, about landmines. So they took her, and she was sharing her story about the 2 months that she was held captive by this radical group. And she said she slept in the desert most of the time, and they were moving from places to places so that nobody knows where they are. And then the guy from 60 Minutes was interviewing her, and he asked her a question: do you ever think that your government will come and rescue you? You know what she said? Nobody, I'm a nobody. They don't even know me. I'm just a volunteer. And I don't know if they would come and rescue me. Yeah. And then a few weeks later, they put out a video of her so they were demanding $45 million, this group. Now, normally, among these radical people, they would fight in order to get this hostage, those who've been kidnapped, so they can have the ransom. And so she's been taken. And then suddenly, about a few weeks later, before her rescue, she was in the middle of the desert somewhere in Somalia. And she was sick. Kidney problem. And she felt that her life would come to an end if nothing happened. She has nobody to call. She has no way to ask for help. She's been held captive there by her captors. And then they send out another video. So in this video, she mentioned, I am sick. I don't know how long I will live. And this is what happened. So the news came from there to different groups of organization. And then somehow it ended to the White House. And then from the White House, something happened. So this dark night, she said, it was so dark. And I thought that this night will be my last night. She's in pain. And then she was just waiting for that moment to come. She would look up the heavens and try to, God, if you are there somewhere, send somebody to rescue me. So that evening, when everybody was asleep, she heard rattling sound. So she woke, stood up, and she saw one of the guards staring in the darkness with terror in their face that something is happening. And then suddenly, they heard gunfires and all this stuff. And she said, this is it. Maybe a group of another terrorist is coming to take me. I need to protect myself. Maybe there's a stray bullet. So she was living in fear. Never know how she will leave the next day. She covered her face in this dark area in the middle of the night. And she was just waiting for that moment to come. So what happened was, suddenly, all those gunfires stopped. And then she heard footsteps coming closer to her. With all her fear and everything, her silent prayer, the very worst that she expected didn't happen. Because what she heard was a voice that says, Jessica. And he said, the only difference about this voice, it was an American accent. She pulled down, all she saw was this group of men, and one of them said, we are here to take you home. And she was rescued. So at one point, as they were walking, it was the Navy SEAL that came to rescue, a special unit. They heard footsteps coming, so what they did, they asked this lady, do you lie down? We hear people coming. And they lie on top of her to protect her. When the threat wasn't there anymore, they continued the journey, gave her medical treatment. Helicopter came, and she was rescued. There are times that life will bring us to our knees. There are times when our source of hope that we trust will run out. There are times that our peace that we maintain ourselves will come to an end. Jesus, he says that the peace and the comfort and the joy that he gave us, that he offered us, is far beyond than any human limitation. The name Jesus, which means the one who will rescue you from your sin. No wonder the angels were shouting. No wonder the angels were joyful and singing all these incredible songs of worship. Why? Because hope is finally here for mankind. Isn't that good news? That we have the person who will rescue men, who will rescue us from our oppression, from our depression, from our discomfort, from our lack of peace, from our worries and our fear, that we have a rock that we can hold on to, and in times of plenty or even in times of nothing, in times of sadness, that we have a source of hope that we can hold on to that comes on the day of Christmas, born as a little baby. The angel rejoices that finally humanity has a hope for eternity. That is good news. Amen? And it's important for us, even for me, as I look at this scripture and I look at the humble coming of the King, it gives me not only a great appreciation of the one who came as a little baby, helpless, vulnerable, and transparent, to give his life for you and I. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for sending your only begotten Son to rescue humanity from where we cannot rescue ourselves. We want to thank you that you chose willfully to come and give your life for us. As we celebrate today the gift that we've been given, we pray that you will open our eyes to see the magnitude of what you have done. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite us to say together our affirmation of faith. I'm just going to read it out. I believe in God the Father, Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.